Every business owner I've talked to wants to crack organic social. They know it's super important and helpful for the business, and most of them don't want to spend too much on the ad side and would rather have free traffic come to their company. So today I'm going to be breaking down one viral strategy that we use across many of the portfolio companies we work with to help them grow with their organic social. If you guys are listening to this podcast, then we talk about everything UGC, so you're in the right place. If you're looking to grow your company with social media, then check out some of our other episodes, which we've released on how to grow with social media, specifically with short form content and UGC. So today I wanted to answer an interesting question. One of our founders came to us and asked us how he can grow on social media with organic content. And typically I like to give pretty generic advice, like some tips on how they can grow, how to find their UGC creator, how to create content, and so on and so forth. But this founder asked me for specific advice. He asked me what has worked the best across most of the clients that we've worked with. And when I really thought about it, it was this one thing that really helped with organic content. And so I'm going to be revealing it to you today. When we created content for dozens of companies, we realized one thing: organic content should be sustainable. Many of the companies that we created content for were creating content that was one-off, which meant that when they first started creating content, they were posting just one piece of viral content that they hoped would go viral, and the next video was completely different. However, when we started switching to creating a series, it started working much better. The reason we did this was we wanted to figure out how can we create a series of content that works well across a lot of clients. And so what we started doing was figuring out a series we can create for each client that we worked with. And when we looked across all the clients we had worked with, we realized that one format stuck out more than the others, and it was replying to a comment. So you guys may have heard about this feature on TikTok, where you can reply directly to a comment on TikTok, and then you can create a video out of it. So for one client that we worked with, we replied to a comment that was put on another video, and then we made an entire video addressing the comment. Soon we realized that other people were commenting different scenarios that were very similar to that first content. For example, if somebody commented, "I am X years old, can you show me how to do Y?" the next person would comment, "I am Z years old, can you show me how to do A?" And so this became very repetitive and became a series of its own. So if you really want to start taking off with organic social content, you should really think about how you can create good content with the reply to comment feature on social media. Now, this is specifically for TikTok, but I have seen it used on other platforms where people would make the content on TikTok and then repost it onto other platforms. If you're a company looking to use this format, what I would highly recommend is think about a way in which you can address users' feedback that provides a lot of value to them. And then think about the questions that people can ask you. When you first want to get started, one thing that you can do is have your friends or family ask the question on the video. Then by replying to it in a certain way, more people will be inclined. And one way to test this is by trying the actual comment. And then if someone else comments again with a different scenario, but the same exact question, then you'll know that you found a series that actually works for you. So here's what I would do as a very quick action item. Figure out a way in which you can have somebody start by asking a question on one of your videos. Have a creator or yourself reply to those videos with an answer, and then have another person ask another question in the comment section. This one should be another friend or family. If you have two people doing it, this will hopefully create a snowball effect if the questions and answers are good enough. Chances are you might not succeed with your first video, but if you keep at it and you try different questions and formats, then eventually you will land on something that sticks. And then the goal from there is to have a lot of people that you don't know ask questions on the videos, and you've finally found a series that works for you. Now keep in mind, replying to a comment is not the only series that works on TikTok. There are tons of other formats and styles that work really well. This is just one of the top performing ones that we've seen across the board with many clients that we've worked with. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys.